I think appropriately I would like to share a little bit on rest, on holiday. You know, we all had a busy year, many early mornings, many late nights. I spoke to Christian this morning and I could see his eyes are quite small, and he told me he'd been working hard. And this is a good time for all of us, as people are slowing down, you know, just to gear down in our own lives, to take a time of rest a little bit. You know, modern life is very challenging. We've got a lot of technology, but I'm not sure that makes it just easier. I think it makes it faster, you know. And especially if you have households where mom and dad is working, you know, it's a good time for all of us just to get together as families as well. You know, just to take a bit of pressure off our shoulders, to rest a little bit. I really believe it's a good time. And, you know, especially in this time, it's easier to say no to people or to things or things happening. You know, there's a good reason why we're not... But there's nearly sweep slant for ochend and try to tell you how many things you must do or what we should do. This is now a time for the next 2 weeks to rest a little bit, you know, to really focus on God is also a good thing, you know. And even though I know there's a few of you that has already had some holiday and need to work through the, I'm thinking of Aarons and Prisca that need to work through the holiday, you know, but I do know that when we go to the 24th, 25th of December, you know, Maroua Mall doesn't look the same anymore. The streets in Windhoek doesn't look the same. It's a lot more quiet. And I believe that all of us do need that as well, some time to charge our batteries. I personally look forward to a time of rest, you know, just of, you know, taking off the shoes and just doing something different and resting a little bit and spending time with my wife and kids. I really look forward to that. Now, if we look at Scripture, you know, we will see that Scripture speak negatively of sloth and idleness. We can read in Proverbs 6 verse 6, it says, "Go to the ants, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." And we are encouraged in a lot of ways to work hard, to really work with your hands, to give our best. And you know, in our church as well, we like to go for excellence. You know, we really like want to do, when we do something, we try to do it our best. This is why there are still a worship team. Thank you for you guys that can make it. There's coffee. We're not just going to stand outside and quickly do something. We try to give our best, you know. And it speaks positively of labor and work. We can see in Ephesians 4 and in 1 Thessalonians 4, it talks about that it's good to work with our hands. And my father is sitting here, and I know he's one of those guys that really like to work with his hands and work hard. And that's a blessing. That's a good thing, you know. And Scripture says also, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat, you know. So it's a good thing in life to give your best while you're at it, do things excellently, etc. But there's also a place, and I'm going to share a little bit on that, where I believe there's a biblical foundation for all of us just to take things slowly. You know, just when we look at the natural, you know, in wintertime we'll see the grass, things are slowing in nature, you know. Everything is not growing. It's not dead, but it's just resting. And in this time of the year, when we get rain like the past week and early in January, usually February, we will see things are growing. We see lots of flowers in springtime. But I believe God designed things also that there can be day to work and the night to rest. That it can be seasons like spring where things are growing and going faster. And also wintertime, if you look in Europe, you'll see things are dark and cold and things aren't growing, it's resting. And I believe we as people, as individuals, we also need rest. If we read in Mark 6, verse 30 to 31, it's Jesus talking here, and it says, The apostles sent out as missionaries came back and gathered together to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "As for you, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while. For many were continually coming and going, and they did not even have a leisure time enough to eat." You know, so Jesus came and he said to disciples, "You went out now on your first mission trip." I was looking at the guys on the mission trip. Also, they had a busy time. You know, and I know when they go back to Pretoria, they would like to have rest. On missions, you wake up early in the morning. You don't bath. You come to the pastor's house to swim. Things are a little bit different. But here we see in Scripture, Jesus saw this principle. You know, when they went out, it was their first mission trip. They came back and he said to him, "Go to a deserted place, to a place where you can maybe isolate yourself a little bit, get away from the people, and where you can rest for a while." So he could see if I believe this is where Jesus is actually telling us, it's okay to rest, you know. Some of us, sometimes we feel guilty if we don't run 8 to 5, 8 to 5, or 6 to 6, or anything like that. But sometimes we need to learn to say no, you know, no to things and events. And that is why we don't plan a lot of things in the church calendar as well. I know people need time to rest. And I actually teased a bit earlier, speaking to Aaron, and I asked, he must actually come and testify, because he had now 2 weeks of leave. It obviously worked out in his working year like that, and he went to Hintys Bay and did what he likes most, catching fish and things like that. And then you rested, you know. He said he looks forward to work. And at this stage, I look forward to a bit of rest. But you know, when January comes and we had some two weeks of good rest, then all of us look forward to work again and to run hard. We can also see it at the start of creation. This can be a bit technical, but I don't want to make it like that. If we read from Genesis 2, verse 1 to 3, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. So God, there's also something in scripture where we can see God created things, and that's very complex. I'm not going to go into that, how all that work. We won't fully understand that, but there's definitely scripture said, and then God rested. That some script translations say you can also talk about God's Sabbath, you know, and that's a place where we can see the Sabbath day also came from. They made it a holy day. Now, in Romans 15 verse 4, scripture says that for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So we can learn from Old Testament. We can learn from what we see in the Old Testament. And if I just go on and research a little bit on that, and there was a lot of days in the Old Testament where the people of Israel could rest, where they could have some time to take a break, if we can call it like that. And just to mention a few, in Leviticus we will see most of them. The Feast of the Unleavened Bread, that was for 2 days rest. The Feast of Harvest or Pentecost, there was a day of rest. The Feast of Trumpets, there was a day of rest. The Day of Atonement was a day of rest. And in the Feast of Tabernacles, there was 2 days of rest. You know, so I believe it was always built into the way we live, that it was, as we have day to work, night time to rest. You know, when it comes to about 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, and I'm not in my bed, you know, my body is telling me it's time to rest now. And we can see also in the Old Testament, there was definitely a place where it was designed for all of us to rest. Now, I think, you know, you get people that can really, really work hard and really, like, all the time, you know, give their best. But all of us sometime, somewhere, we just need to take a bit of a break. And you'll see many times, if you work, say, till Friday of this month, and from the weekend you start to relax a little bit, and you start to slow down, maybe read a bit, watch a bit of television, get away from the computer, get away from the things at work you do, then you will see your body wants more rest. You know, you can sleep in the day and at a night. But when you're kind of highly strong, you're stressed, you're focused, you know, and you sleep in the day and at night, I don't know, I'm not even old, then it's as if you can't sleep at night, you know. But in holiday time, I believe we come a little bit like a sponge, what do you say? Okay, spawns, that you can absorb a little bit, that we can rest a bit, that we can relax a bit. And that's good for our bodies. To slow down a little bit. Maybe Dr. Jepson, our doctor in the house, can come and share a little bit more on the science around that. But I will cover the other part. So there's a place where we can just relax in holiday, rest a little bit, maybe eat a bit different, have an afternoon nap. That's a good thing. And it's also good for us, you know, the stress factor. You know, many times there's a lot of young professional people in our church. When I speak to them, I can sense that the men, especially the men, and the ladies of course as well, sometimes are very highly strung, very stressed. And when we relax a bit, you know, then we can sleep more. That's a good thing to us. But we also, I want to encourage you guys to, in the holiday, not to take a spiritual holiday as well. You know, I always figure it out this way. When I don't speak for 2 weeks to my wife, you know, praise God, that never happened before. But, you know, our relationship won't be very good. Now, if you're not going to spend for 2 or 3 weeks, if you're not going to read scripture, if you're not going to pray, if you're not going to communicate with God, then you might feel a little bit like in a bad marriage. You know, things are maybe a little bit uncomfortable, or that I've experienced it before. And that is why in holiday times, it's a good time. Get a Bible commentary, a nice book. We've got a lot of books at church that you can come and kind of take out home, go and read that. But as you shift your focus from maybe academic work or what work you do throughout the year, this is a good time to also strengthen yourself at the inside, you know, spiritually. If we just look at scripture, you know, I believe it's also a good thing for us. I've been for the past 2 weeks doing a lot of planning for next year, looking at dates, events, things that will happen between us and Swakopmund and the guys from Stellenbosch. But you know, it's also a good thing to schedule some time for an off weekend, some time for rest. Last week or a week before, I spoke to one of the guys in church, and I said to him, I'm going to hold you accountable that you do take some time of rest and family time with your wife and kids, because you can't work 7 days a week every day. Something's going to fall, something's not going to hold out, you know. And I believe that in terms of the spiritual, life isn't a sprint, it's more of a marathon. You know, you can start running very fast and maybe do Bible school, go to intercession, do a lot of things, you know, but the best thing is to end strong as well. Many times, you know, you want to sprint and want to do things fast, but we need to be fit to run the race all the way, that when you come to the end of your life, that you can still stand strong, especially in your faith, that you don't lose it somewhere along the line. Now, we can read from scripture in Genesis 24, verse 63, it says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the fields toward the evening, and he lifted his eyes and saw, and behold, there was camels coming. Now, if you go and read the scripture, you will see David, Jesus liked to pray early in the morning sometimes, he liked to isolate himself a little bit. We'll see David or Daniel. Daniel liked the inner room. Some guys went to the mountains to pray. King David, there's examples for morning, noon and night almost, where he spent time of devotion, time of praying, time of reading scripture. But you know, all of us differ. I know people in our family, they are at their happiest when they are spending time with 4 or 5 other couples. Okay, in terms of having rest, in having holiday. And that's good, that works for them. But I personally, I need some time of basically a little bit of isolation. No, not a lot of people, no cell phones, stuff like that, you know. And all of us differ. And I want to encourage you, you know, a lot of people, if I have to go on holiday with, say, 6 families, I will come back tired. And you need to go and establish this holiday, what works for you. What is the best way for you to charge your battery? If you're one of those people that like to go on holiday with lots of friends and people, then do it that way. And if that charges your battery, go for it, you know. But if you are someone that needs a bit of time on your own, maybe reading a book, something like that, then go and do that. Because the worst thing is to come back tired from a holiday, you know. Then you're going to start next year with legs feeling a bit tired, okay. So go and see for yourself, have a balance in that sense, spend time with friends and family, if they are close, but have your rest. I really believe it's something important for all of us. As I said just now, we can see Isaac went to the field, David meditated on his bed, Daniel at his inner room, Jesus preferred deserted places. Go and find a place for yourself. You know, many times we will just lay, Pastor John Piper always talks about the television of the as the big life waster, you know, and I tend to agree with that. If you just lay there in front of the TV, and you have a wife and kids, you know, you're not going to give good attention to them. Go and make times, work out things for yourself. When do you just want to go and walk with the dogs? When would you like to, as a family, and maybe go and have ice cream at the Spur, or whatever works for you? I really think we should work it out and get it right. In Hebrews 10 verse 36, it says, for you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, and thus receive and carry away what is promised. And he talks there about endurance. Okay? So, if you want to have endurance, you need to rest, but you also need to exercise. Okay? So, if you want to go and run a race, it's good that you sleep at night, that you eat healthy, but that you also exercise. Okay? And especially to the spiritual aspect, it's good for us to exercise as well. Here in Jude 20, you will see, I think I've got it here, let me just see, I've got it. No, I haven't, but they also talk about building up your inner man, okay, about building it up. Now, if you want to build your muscle, you go to the gym, you work hard, you have a workout, and then you rest, okay, but if we have to make that in a spiritual context, I would say go and exercise as well. Usually in the holiday time, we have more time to read, to pray, to relax in that sense as well. So I want to encourage you with the eye on next year. Go and exercise spiritually as well through eating, you know, building yourself up. I always enjoy, some of you might know him, Pastor Reinhard from Otjimusi. You know, he's always got such a nice way of saying things. And I remember that night after Pastor Sias has preached here, and I'm going to say this in Afrikaans, otherwise it's not going to be the same. Translate for you just now. And I ask him, Reinhard, nou, het jy dit geniet, hoe was het lekker? And he said, oh, ons het lekker geëet. Okay? And what he meant is that it filled his inside. You know, spiritually, he enjoyed it a lot. Okay? So if I have to translate it, he said, we had a good meal. Meaning, he had spiritually, he had a good time. He feel filled. Okay? And then another thing, something I personally need to, you know, if I just sit in the office the whole day or things like that, I need some time outside. You know, and in Psalm 8 verse 3 it says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands, and put all things under his feet. You know, and it's so beautiful. You know, we are so privileged. We don't live in a big city, in Mexico City, or I read about Tokyo in the week, about the pollution that they have. We are so fortunate. You can see a lot of wildlife actually in the city. You don't have to drive 30, 40 kilometers through a concrete city to just see nature. We can see it all around us, you know, and I really believe that's the work of God's hands, and it's there for us to enjoy. And we are so fortunate here in Namibia to drive to a lodge or a dam or someplace and just go and sit there and just shut down all the things that are usually screaming for your attention. You know, just go and relax a bit. Personally, for me, that charges my battery. As Aaron has said, if he's there at the West Coast catching fish, now he didn't say if he must catch a lot of fish or not to be feel refreshed, he's shaking his head, but just to feel the sea breeze, maybe hear it, smell it, that is refreshing for him. So go in the holiday as well, go find some place in nature, go and take a little bit of time out, go and walk there and enjoy it. Romans 1 verse 20 says the same thing. It says, for ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible, and through the things that have been made. In Amplified Bible says, by his handiworks. Okay, so when we look around us, when I standing there with my little fire, maybe at night, and I look at the sun setting, that's also refreshing to me. That's a blessing to me. Okay, so this morning we're not deep talking deep theology, or we're not trying to run after a vision or anything like that. This morning I really want to encourage you guys, as it's the end of the year, relax, slow down, and spend good time with your families as well. Rest in the natural, rest in the spiritual, make time to stop and to smell the flowers. So many days I'm driving to work, you know, and then I've got this little list in my head. I must remember to phone that person, email that one. I must not forget to pick up the kids at 12:30 at school. I must make that transfer. And you know, you are so programmed for the things that you need to do in a certain day that you kind of miss the things around us, you know. But as I was reading that first scripture about looking at the ants, you know, we all know what it looks like, because when you were a small kid, you probably looked at it. But many times, my one boy, Gustav, he will always say, "Oh, Papa, look at this, that bird, or a skoenlapper, a butterfly or something." Okay? And I believe in the holiday, it's a good time for us to notice things like that. Go and just be a little bit different than what we do from day to day. That scripture I wanted to read from Jude 1 verse 20, it says, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith." Okay? So there's a place definitely where we can, in our spiritual, you know, that we can give fuel to the spirit, that inner man of ours, that you also want food. And the best food is time in prayer, reading scripture. You know, I really enjoy it so much when I have time to read a book and I really feel, well, I've learned this, I've learned that. Maybe this holiday I've got a book on parenting that I want to read, and I know it's got a biblical foundation, it's from James Dobson, and I know I will learn from that, and I will get some tools that I can take into the next year. So if you want to read a book on prayer, or on creation, or on whatever topic, go and read something like that. Go and study Bible. It's so rich, it's so rewarding, and then you feel strengthened in that way as well. So friends, this morning, I'm not going to keep you till 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. As I said, it's not about deep theology. This morning, I'm actually encouraging you to take off your shoes, to relax in the holiday, to work out a good schedule for you. Go and do some things that you usually don't do. Okay? Because next year when we get back, we want to get the world saved again. Okay? We're a charismatic church. We like doing stuff like that. Okay? That's tongue in the cheek. So basically, yeah, that's my heart for this morning. That's what I'm going to share. As you guys have seen, we might not win a praise and worship competition now, but that's not what it's about. It's just about being here and receiving something and really going home in this holiday and doing stuff a little bit different. Jesus said to the disciples there after they went to that mission trip, "Be isolate yourself a little bit, rest for a while." Okay? And sometimes we need to keep each other almost accountable a little bit and say, "My friend, I think you need some rest." Okay? We can see it in each other's eyes, shoulders are hanging a bit, stuff like that. So rest now. Amen. Father God, I want to thank you, Lord, for this year, Lord God, for everything that we have done, Lord God, everything we've experienced, Lord God. I want to thank you for the Shofar Conference in South Africa that we could go to, the SOS event in Swakopmund, Lord, the Women's Conference, all the small groups, the church services, whether we were 30 or 120 or 200 even, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us together, Lord God, as a family, Lord God. Thank you for every month, everything. Thank you for all the babies that we could have dedicated this year, the new young ones that were added to us, Lord God, for our family growing, Lord God. And we just want to thank you for everything, Lord God. And Lord, we want to thank you for the prospect of looking forward to a week or two or three for some to rest now, Lord God. I know, Lord, many of our friends are already on their way to the coast, Lord God, or some of them on their way to South Africa, Father. I pray, Lord God, that whether we stay in Windhoek or whether we're on the road this holiday, Lord, that you keep us, that you will protect us, Father God. And Lord, I really pray that we can stop and smell the flowers this holiday, Lord God, that we can look at the sun and the birds and the ants, Lord God, and just relax a little bit. Just gear down a little bit, Father God, that we can rest, Lord God. And next year, Lord God, in church, Lord, at our workplaces, in our family life, Lord God, that we can run hard again, Lord God, that we feel, that we look forward to work again, what you have called us to do. Thank you, Lord, that you have a plan with every one of us, that you gifted each and every one of us, whether it's a doctor, an engineer, or a secretary, Lord, that you have given all of us gifts and skills and things to do, Lord God, and that we can use it in this world, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God, and also to make this world a better place, Father God. I also pray, Lord God, that we can have some spiritual intimacy, Lord God, in this holiday time with you, a time of rest, Lord, time of refreshing, a time where we don't have to read quickly through scripture because we at 7:15 we need to leave for work again. Just time where we can open a book, open scripture, just relax and spend some good time with you, Lord God, and that we can feel refreshed in that sense as well. And that next year, Lord God, that we really can go from glory to glory again, Father God. And Lord, I really trust you this morning, just that you will heal our friend David. In Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, thank you for being here. Enjoy the rest of your of your Sunday. For those of you who will only see next year again, enjoy your holiday, enjoy your time of rest. And yes, there will be next Sunday, there will still be church, okay? There will be church one time again. And as I said, church office will open on the 4th of January next year. First church service will be on the 8th of January. I see Prisco is there ready with the offering bag. I completely forgot about that. So we're just gonna take up the offering quickly. But yeah, thank you for being here. There's something at the back. There's still coffee. Those of you who would like to stay for some fellowship, please do so. And if any one of you feel on this Sunday morning that you need to talk to me, if you need some prayer, please come to the front. I would like to talk to you this morning. So be blessed. Amen.